I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thank you for being here. We are Klein Alley Show. This is K-Rock, and you've entered the greatest place on the planet at this exact moment. So thank you for all coming out. Give yourselves a round of applause.
You guys full of pizza and alcohol? We're so happy to do another pizza in the band. We've been doing these for a while now, and they just seem like they get better and better every time. So whether you won from us on the morning show or however you're here, we're happy that you're here. And we've got a great band, obviously, that a lot of people are excited to see.
For like the past decade, we haven't seen a lot of Yeah Yeah Yeahs because they've been making music and making babies, etc. But they're here to make your Friday epic. So please, we're going to do a little chat. Then they're going to play some music. I saw the set list. You will not be disappointed. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick, Brian, Karen O, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Welcome, welcome.
God, we missed you. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this. We had a sad conversation on the phone over the radio a few months back when you had to cancel some dates because Nick was not doing so hot health-wise. I talked to Nick earlier today. I said, how you doing? He said, 90%. I said, my best day, I'm at 40%. So that's huge. That's good. We'll take 90%, Nick.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is so exciting because before we get to the new music and obviously all the festivals you're going to be on, and there's quite a few of them, including something happening very close to here in about a week or so. Tomorrow's a big anniversary, maybe the biggest anniversary ever. 20 years since the big debut album. I mean, this is a huge moment. How do you celebrate 20 years from your first ever album that still gave us Maps and so many other things?
I have my kids like a birthday party for my like one of my friend like kids' friends or something. No, we had a dinner. We had an early dinner that was really celebratory. Mother Wolf, I think it was.
Mother Wolf.
They spoiled us, and it was like one day into practice, which was probably too early into practice. So, but yeah, there's no real knowing how to celebrate 20 years, right, Brian?
Totally.
Nothing says rock and roll like an early dinner. Child.
Right. Like an early or very early dinner. You know, you released a video short today, I think like earlier today, and it was something that was shot back in 2003. It was part of your UK tour. A lot of people are just seeing it for the first time. And what is our obsession with the 90s and 2000s? It's like, it's the decades that we are always going to be obsessed with. And it's like, I'm poring over this video of you guys 20 years ago. Do you feel the same way, having lived it?
Yes. No, I don't. I mean, I still don't really know how to answer this question. It's so abstract, and it was such a obviously completely different time. And a lot of ways, a much more innocent time. I don't know. It's like
and sleazy, right?
Innocent and sleazy, exactly. The indie sleaze times. But I don't know. Like, I still can't really wrap my head around it. We are the same people, but we're also totally different people.
And I feel like that's the question you guys get a lot. 20 years, how's the band changed? But I'm more curious about when you watch and when you think about this album that, you know, celebrates 20 years this week, how have Yeah Yeah Yeahs remained exactly the same? Because obviously you've changed personal lives, you've done some other things, but was there some sort of a plan you had 20 years ago and you feel like we've stuck to this part of it 100%?
We had no plan. Absolutely no plan.
No, yeah. Not only did we have no plan, I also, like, I remember around the time we were, like, before we put out Fever to Tell, we were touring with some friends of ours, and I remember being like, this isn't, like, yeah, like, no, like, you know, whatever, like, throwing shade, but, like, but I was just like, our friends who we were playing with were, like, a bit older than us, and I was just like, man, like, I will never be a band for more than 12 years. It's like, no way. There's no way. And now I'm like, wow, like, we're the luckiest band in the world, like, to be around for, like, you know, 23 years. Like, holy, like, so my perspective's changed a lot on that. So.
Well, if you think about some of the performances too, yes, from 20 years ago, you know, people talk about you being drunk and falling off stage and, like, all the crazy, you know, instances that you had and the crazy outfits and everything. So how wasted are you now?
The front row has already signed waivers, all of them.
Yeah, be honest.
How wasted do you think I am? No.
You close the windows here. It could be any time of day. Yeah. You know, this is like, it's 2 a.m. right now.
That's true.
I don't know. Well, there was a story, I think you said one time, like, a speaker fell on you during a show, but because you were so drunk, you said that you think that saved your life.
Well, I think it happened because I was so drunk, and then it saved my life because I was so drunk. So I don't know, like, which way to go. So.
Hear that, kids? Alcohol will save your life. Remember that. That's important to know. You have played a little game of, oh my God, we miss them so much, because it's been 10 years since you've been on, like, a North American tour. You're going to make up for it by hitting a lot of festivals throughout the summer, including right here. And you were nice enough to call us up and give us the big exciting announcement of the Just Like Heaven Festival. So many bands, amazing lineup, and you claim that some of these are your friends for many years, but you haven't been on the road, so you haven't spent a lot of time with them. Is the first move you have to show them updated pictures of your kids when you get together? What do you do?
I don't have kids.
Then your pictures are great.
We appreciate guys like you.
I think a lot of, like, it's kind of, what do you think, Brian? Like...
pretty much. I think there'll be some of that. Yeah. But we're going to get to catch up with a lot of people we haven't seen in a while. Like, you know, the Walkmen especially, who I think we played like one of our earlier shows with them back at this venue called The Cooler. And here we are, like, you know, maybe like 22 years later, playing a major festival in the Los Angeles area. So it's super amazing.
You know, we were, I hope you can settle a debate for us, because we were talking about some of the more annoying audience members at concerts. And as someone who's played a lot of concerts, and you've got more coming up later this year, who is a worse person at a concert? The person who's recording the entire thing on their phone, or the random drunk dude that's yelling requests at you the entire show?
Do maps again. We just did it.
Come on!
There was a festival we played last year where this guy was screaming, "Heads will roll," like the entire show. It was so annoying.
Yeah, it was like from the second song on. And it had never happened before. And so at first I was like, yeah, like, okay, yeah. And then a few songs later I was like, no. I was like, you have to be patient if you want to. Yeah, so anyway, but, you know, I get it.
But I do think the person filming the entire show is way more annoying.
Well, and don't be that person today.
If you think about, too, like, 100 years from now, like, how music and concerts are changing so fast, you know, 100 years when we're all dead and gone, would you be opposed to a hologram tour of your band? Like, are you opposed to performing even in death?
That's a Brian answer. What do you think, Brian?
Let me think about this for a second. What's my response? Well... I suppose, like, you know, like a DVD or like some kind, not a DVD specifically, but like some kind of documentation of the band, you know, like replayed, you know, after our time, could be a simulated experience of that, you know, like, you know, some kind of representation of what the band was being, you know, projected as if it was live. So I don't think that is too dissimilar from what already exists in some ways.
Yeah. But it's kind of weird because what's happening now, right, there's all this talk of AI, right, this technology where they're able to take your vocals and take all the music you've made over the years and they could actually release a new Yeah 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 song right now or 1,000 new ones. And some artists are like, F that, and others are like, you know what? It's cool, as long as I get a kickback. Are you opposed to the robots doing Yeah 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 music currently?
Well, I think that's the follow-up to that question. Because, like, you know, it's one thing if we're doing it and there's a documentation of us doing it, but then where's the responsibility of creativity in that? So, like, is the hologram, like, authentic if it's generating new ideas, like, on our behalf, you know, or not? You know,
we're not smart enough to answer that follow-up. But that's a good point.
No one's trying to impersonate us. Just
it's not a problem we have.
Karen, one thing that you've said that you, as far as advice that you've gotten in your career is that somebody told you to be more of a bitch.
Oh, yeah.
And how...
Allie followed that advice, too, somehow.
So I am a huge raging bitch, thanks to you. Now, how is that possible for somebody who just seems so naturally nice? And then does it carry into other parts of your life where you're like, oh, shit, I was really mean to that manager and I didn't realize it?
I think it's just like, that person actually who is Dave Siddick, who's produced all the records. I think he just wanted to push me like really a lot in that direction because he knew that I generally would like go the other direction. But like the way that I sort of decoded that was just, you know, what I've been doing for a while is like, you know, kind of stick to your own guns, like, you know, no is like the sweetest word. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. That's why you guys are so happy to see us right now. But just like really just like, the most important thing is to just sort of like follow like what your gut tells you. And that generally is always going to be like, I never regret, you know, kind of not being a bitch, but healthy boundaries, dudes, you know? So, yeah.
The newer album, which came out less than a year ago, last September, Cool It Down, you guys are kind of, this is your first tour to play those songs in front of people. Cool It Down, there you go. That's what, show everyone. Don't just show the band, show everyone. This is exciting now. And I know when you guys first started gathering once again in your basement, one of your basements, I believe, when you started getting together and playing, kind of riffing, you did this album kind of different than the other ones you had done before. How so?
I mean, actually, I feel like we did it more in the vein of how we did Fear to Tell in a lot of ways. Just because it felt like with Fear to Tell, it was just like in like my loft or Karen's apartment, just like starting with the most basic things. And it kind of felt that way this way too. Like there was just no one, there wasn't like producers around being like, that's an interesting idea. Like, you know, like, so it was just us like getting the basics of the things and which we hadn't done since Fever to Tell. That was really interesting. And what else?
Yeah. It was like all like home studios. So like, it just felt like very homegrown in a funny way. So yeah.
Well, I know with Fever to Tell, you explained that, a lot of that album was a release after 9/11, right? I mean, there was a lot of raw emotion there. Did you kind of feel that way with Cool It Down in the sense of COVID had just happened? We had just gotten out of a national, you know, worldwide pandemic, and was some of the album inspired through that?
Yeah, there's like a real parallel because like, you know, the birth of the band was like through this like very, you know, traumatic moment for both New York City where we were living and the world. And then that's how we were kind of born into the world, you know. And so we were like very kind of accustomed to just like the super high stakes, you know, like there may be no tomorrow, kind of like, you know, all or nothing, you know. It's actually quite good material to work with. and then almost 20 years later, the pandemic and a lot of the same similar feelings. So it was like, you know, it felt like kind of a parallel and again, just super inspiring and really good material. So like, even though we were away for like 9 years, you know, it felt like the perfect, moment to come back and like and just like pour our hearts out and just like, and it felt familiar, like as you say, it just felt like almost like a full circle, and not one that we would have wished for, but like at the same time, like, you know, music has been a lifeline like for everybody I'm sure in this room, you know, and like and so music, yeah, like, yeah.
As you're about to head out on the road again to go to all these tours, starting right here in a few weeks for the Just Like Heaven Fest, you can see them again. Who's planning on going to that, by the way? We'll see them all again. Now that you're back on the road, when you stop at the gas station and one of you runs in and goes, hey, what do you guys want? I'm getting snacks. What is your go-to gas station snack? We'll start with Brian. We'll make our way down.
Nature Valley oat and honey.
Acceptable.
That's my solid choice, too. Oh, my God.
Responsible snack, sir. Good job. Karen, what say you?
Yeah, probably Cool Ranch Doritos.
Yeah. Hell yeah! Nick?
Man, I'm drawing a blank. Red Bull?
Red Bull. We will accept that. All right. Let's get to you guys ready for some songs?
All right.
Once again, give it up for Nick, Brian, Karen, the AAS.
See you in April.
Thank you.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order is backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.